Texte numéro 89. Teacher's gender affects learning. Boys learn more from men and girls learn more from women. That's the upshot of a provocative study by Thomas Dee, an associate professor of economics at Swarthmore College. Vetted and approved by peer reviewers, Dee's research faces a fight for acceptance. Some leading education advocates dispute his conclusions and the way in which he reached them. But Dee says his research supports his point that gender matters when it comes to learning. Specifically, as he describes it, having a teacher of the opposite sex hurts a student's academic progress. His study comes as the proportion of male teachers is at its lowest level in 40 years. Roughly 80% of teachers in US public schools are women. Dee's study is based on a nationally representative survey of nearly 25,000 eighth graders that was conducted by the Education Department in 1988. He examined test scores as well as self-reported perceptions by teachers and students. Dee found that having a female teacher instead of a male teacher raised the achievement of girls and lowered that of boys in science, social studies, and English. Looked at the other way, when a man led the class, boys did better and girls did worse. Dee also contends that gender influences attitudes. For example, with a female teacher, boys were more likely to be seen as disruptive. Girls were less likely to be considered inattentive or disorderly. In a class taught by a man, girls were more likely to say the subject was not useful for their future. They were less likely to look forward to the class or to ask questions. Dee said he isolated a teacher's gender as an influence by accounting for several other factors that could affect student performance. But his study is sure to be scrutinized. Greenberger, co-president of the National Women's Law Center, said she found Dee's conclusions to be questionable and inconsistent. More broadly, she said, boys and girls benefit by having male and female teachers as role models. I don't think there are many parents or students looking back over their educational careers who haven't been inspired by a teacher of the opposite sex. And many people have had very unhappy experiences with teachers of the same gender that they are. We have to be careful of too many generalizations. Student success cannot be narrowed to the gender of the teacher, said Reg Weaver, president of the National Education Association. Experienced teachers, good textbooks, smaller class sizes, and modern equipment all influence how boys and girls do in class, Weaver said. Dee said his research raises valid questions. Should teachers get more training about the learning styles of boys and girls? Should they be taught to combat biases in what they expect of boys and girls? Adapted from USA Today, August 2006.